The White House Report.
President Trump is traveling to Davos, Switzerland, where he's focusing in on American trade and boasting about America's economic prowess. But there's also a component of national security. National Security Advisor General McMaster.
The president will use this travel to the World Economic Forum to reiterate his commitment to mutually beneficial partnerships and, as Gary said, to fair and reciprocal international economic systems.
While in Davos, President Trump will also be meeting with the head of the African Union, President Kagame of Rwanda. All of this after the alleged racist comments the president made last week when it came to immigration, saying he wanted people from Norway versus Africa, Haiti, and El Salvador. From the briefing.
How you're trying to quell the upset of the African Union and the African leaders after last week.
Well, the president will be building on what was a very successful meeting with African leaders on the side of the UN General Assembly late last year. And it was in that meeting, in some remarks that I think could have received broader attention, the president laid out a very clear direction for our relationship with key African nations in particular. And the need is obvious for us to work together on issues of security. Our interests overlap completely in the area of transnational terrorist organizations and others who are attempting to polarize societies and create these cycles of violence, tribal and sectarian violence, that is a grave threat to security and then also of prosperity as a result. And our interests overlap in encouraging American investment in Africa and African investment in the United States. The president and Administrator Green have laid out a very clear vision for how we want to evolve our economic relationships and our development initiatives in Africa in particular, in the national security strategy. Africa is the perfect place for us to transition from just delivery of assistance to robust trade and economic relationships that benefit the people of the United States and the people of Africa. And as you know, there have been some tremendously successful programs. The PEPFAR program, for example, that shows the power of when the United States works with key African leaders and communities to take on threats that are health involved, but also you see tremendous security cooperation and relationships over time. So there's a lot that they're going to be able to talk about, especially because President Kagame is going into the presidency of the African Union. So it'll be a discussion about how to advance a mutual agenda that is in the interests of the African continent and nations within that continent and the United States.
April Ryan, AURN News.